Good morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. It is a great morning. I wanted to hop on here and give some insight into the benefits of having companionship and family in your life and what it can do for you and how it can help your mental, stability. I kind of wanted to come on here and address, some of these situations I've gone through and how they've affected me. Friends and family are very important. They shape your environment, they shape your life, they shape your social, self. And it's important to find the right people. And unfortunately for me, from 15 to 20, I had a lot of connections that I thought were good for me, and they turned out to be not, and they fell out. And, a lot of my family, we all fell out because of a lot of, situations between, marriages and stuff like that, and things that happened to my dad that I want to be there for him, and that's why I want to connect with him so much. But, I've been without friends for about 4 or 5 years, and I've been, basically isolated, and, not having any social interaction because I figured that these people were not good for me, didn't have the same values. And, I'm 25 now, and the universe is telling me that I need to find a bond. So, I've been looking for somebody that, can be my companion and be supportive of me, and obviously keep it mellow and nothing like too radical, but just somebody that, you can talk to and vice versa. And I hope I can find that soon, because I think there's potential in so many different ways that we can't even see right now. And, I grew up with a dad and a stepmom. My mother passed away when I was 7 years old, and I've always felt this loss of connection between, the female energy, and I miss my mom a lot, and I don't really remember her. And I've always in my life felt like I was missing a bondage between, women. And I'm searching for that now, and I am so invested in finding, the right person. And I hope, I hope that it can happen, man, because I've endured a lot of trauma by myself and taken in trauma and, tried to suppress it. And, I've dealt with a lot of homelessness, and it's kind of mentally challenged me and, spiritually strengthened me, gave me a lot of perspective on, how far along our society is and just how much work people have put into society. And it's very interesting to be in the position that I am now, safe and sound. And but there's a strong message from the source that, there's a connection coming with somebody, and I can feel it. I hope we can just collaborate and, create a movement and, do things together and, have fun and, make ideas and, be able to work through, certain ideas and, certain proposals and not in like a proposal for like a marriage, just proposals for ideas and projects and certain things that can advance us both. And I think it's right around the corner. I can feel it. And, you know, I, a lot of the people that I used to know, a lot of my friends, they have strong family connections and strong family support that, you know, protected them. And, you know, they still live with their parents. You know, there's no disconnection. Like, I've been on my own for 5 years. And I've been smacked around and by the world, and I've been taught that you can get on the wrong side of things fast, and you can be manipulated by the system, and but I'm really happy where I'm at right now, and I'm excited to have this new journey with somebody. And you know, obviously keep it mellow, but like, you know, there's a bond that I need a companion that's, you know, I'm able to bounce ideas off and talk to, and you know, be spiritual, emotional, and connect with them. And it just makes me really excited to maybe see that coming in fruition sometime soon. And I want to be involved in every single way, you know. As long as all the comfortability is there, all the, you know, all the positive energy is there, you know, and making sure that everybody's, each party's comfortable with, you know, what we're looking for. And it's a mellow thing that I'm looking for, like a mellow companionship, just something that's like mellow, not like really, you know, all crazy, but just something that's there and, you know, can be relied on and supportive. And I'm like earning for it, you know. It's like something that's like that my body and mind needs. And so for everybody listening, if you're young, if you're older, you know, what are your thoughts on that? How are these relationships in your life, you know, affected you? Has it, if you're young, you know, and you're 15, 20, have those fun interactions with your friends and, you know, have a good time, laugh and, you know, make fun of each other and whatever. But when you're 25, create a bondage with people that is solid and trustworthy, and people that you can rely on and they can have your back. And because between 25 and 30 is the most important years of the connections between, you know, friendships and people. So, you know, and, you know, listen to your parents, because, or, you know, do what they say, because you could end up homeless and, you know, in a bad spot. But I feel good energy, man. I really do feel it coming. I can feel it around the corner. I'm excited for, you know, to see what happens. And I know it's interesting right now, like we can't, you know, gather and be around each other, but I mean, whatever, man. You know, people need to connect with each other. It's something that's, you know,
is something that is so important to the human psyche, and I'm missing it. I've been missing it for 4 or 5 years, and, you know, I had a relationship that I messed up, and, you know, here I am, and I really think that there's potential for me to find somebody that I can bond with, so I just wanted to hop on here and, you know, say good morning and, you know, give my thoughts. And for everybody who's listening who has these type of companionships, you know, all grace to you, and, you know, I'm glad because I'm looking for that, and I'm glad that that is working out, and, you know, I wish this platform had, like, a comment situation, but, I'm just glad to be able to speak my mind. This is something that I love to do. You know, if you're listening, you know, please share this to people. You know, I need to start making revenue from this. I'm a long way away from it. And if you're listening, you know, please share this with as many people as you can, and see if they like the content. I do have some other controversial stuff, but, you know, this one's about pure love and spirituality and making sure you have the right people around you. So thank you guys for listening. Good morning. Let's have a great day. And I will see you on the next one.